Our scripture reading for today is found in John chapter 13, 34 through 35. That's going to be in your pew Bible on page 877. I'll give you a minute to find that. And if you'll also stand for the this reading today. John 13, 34 through 35. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. You may be seated. Let's bow our heads and say a quick prayer as we get started with the message today. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here all together this Sunday to gather to worship you and praise you for everything you've done for us. And we ask that you come and you be with us and send your Holy Spirit and open our hearts and our minds to what you have for us this morning. In your name we pray, amen. Amen. So Andrew asked me what the sermon, or Logan asked me if I was preaching, and I said, well, I'm not a preacher, so I'm not preaching, but thank you. So he asked what it was called, and I said, I don't know. So I said, now what? One, because I didn't know what else to say, and two, because, excuse me, we just finished up our Armor of God series. So, you know, now what? What are we going forth now doing now that we have fully armored ourselves, and what does that look like in this world? And, you know, Andrew stood up here every week, and he added a piece and another piece and another piece, and I thought, well, maybe I ought to put that thing on and come up here like that for you guys, but I didn't want to be uncomfortable. But we're not walking around armored that way. We armor ourselves, but we're not walking around like that. So now what? Like, what's next for us as the body of Christ? And I think that what I had to think about this week was, what are we portraying to the outside world? We've armored ourselves so that we're protected and that we're protecting, you know, fellow Christians and fellow people from the enemy. But, you know, what do we look like to other people? Because they don't see us with shields and armors and swords. And I was thinking about us as a body of Christ here in Emmanuel and thinking about, you know, we're really doing a good job of portraying love into this world, I think. I think we're really striving hard every day, all the time, to have new things to grow and to show our community that we love them. But I also want us to think about personally, on a personal level, what we show to people and show to the world. We talked a little bit about this at Run for God on Monday, or a good bit, so I do apologize to my Run for God people because you've heard this, a little bit of this. But I want to share some of this with you because I think it's really, really important. And this is something I'm going to read from my instructor's manual that we talked about. Run for God, we've been meeting, and we have a Bible study, and we run together. And one thing we've done is we have bought shirts that are sold from Run for God. And we're wearing them. We wear them when we run. Some people wear them around. I wear mine around sometimes to the gym. I've seen Andrew and my husband, they wear theirs sometimes just as because they're comfortable. But they say, run for God. And this is what they say, what they're saying about these shirts. A run for God shirt, or any spiritual shirt for that matter, on the shoulders of someone who is out in the world living for Christ and reflecting Jesus can be a very powerful thing. It says a lot about who you are and whom you follow. It lets others know what you stand for without ever having to open your mouth. But, and here is the word of caution, you must be walking with Christ and reflecting his light for that shirt to have any purpose, any power. I have a friend that had a quote printed on the back of his Run for God shirt. The quote is simple. It's simply, preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. That statement is so true. We can make all the statements we want about how we live for God, and even how we may have a closet full of spiritual shirts, but if our actions do not back up what we are representing, then we are only hurting the cause, and our words have no validity. And I think that's really powerful. And I've heard this before that people have said, if you have to tell someone you're a Christian, then you're not living your life properly. Like, you shouldn't have to tell someone that. And I was thinking about us individually, me as myself as well. You know, people see me throughout my day, do they think that about me? If they see a Run for God shirt, do they think, well, gosh, she must not be a very good disciple because she doesn't act like it. And we all, you know, we all have days like that. And, you know, I look down and I think, gosh, I'm glad I don't have my Run for God shirt on because I just did something I should have done. And I had a lesson with Caden one time about standing confident and unashamed in front of God, and how the life we live here in church, when we meet on Sundays, when we meet on other days, like, it's great for us to gather and to worship and to grow, but do we live that same life outside in our daily lives? Are we the same person at church as we are at work on Tuesday, at our friend's house on Friday, whatever it may be? Are we acting that same person who's at church on Sunday? Because if not, then we cannot stand proud and unashamed and confident in front of God, and that's what we want. And I also want to share a quote, and I shared this with Run for God on Monday, but it's a quote that I heard growing up in youth at church, in the church I grew up in StarTex. And it was at the beginning of a song by this group called DC Talk. And I'm going to read it directly because I think this is very important and I want to make sure I get it right. And this is what it says. And the guy who quoted this is named Brennan Manning. And he said, "The greatest single cause of atheism in the world today is Christians who acknowledge Jesus with their lips, walk out the door, and deny him by their lifestyle. That is what an unbelieving world simply finds unbelievable." And, you know, this came up in our Sunday school lesson as well, and I started on this before I even looked at my Sunday school lesson this week, but we talked about how people are waiting and looking at Christians and looking at churches to mess up so they can say, well, you say you're a Christian, but you don't act like it, or the way you are treating me is not the way that a Christian would treat someone, and we're really quick sometimes to throw stones at people, but we're told that the first person without sin can throw the first stone, and then there's no one who can do that because we're all sinful people. We all fall short. And we're all given the same grace that God sent his son to die for each one of us. So we all have that grace, and our sins are forgiven. So who are we to judge and to put other people down and to call out their sins? Because that's not what we're called to be. We're called to be a people of grace and love the same way Jesus was. We're called to walk like him. And that's what he would have done. He loved the unlovable. He forgave each and every one of our sins. And I just think that's sometimes where this quote, that the single greatest cause of atheism in the world today is Christians. And that just makes me sad, because it's also why we're losing people from church, because they don't want to come to church and be told, you know, you're living your life wrong by people who are also out in the world sinning as well. And that's why we're losing young people. We're losing them in churches. And I just thought, well, you know, what kind of harm are we doing as Christians? Are we living up to that word? Are we living up to a disciple of Jesus Christ? And I thought about wearing an Emmanuel shirt, a Run for God shirt, any sort of spiritual shirt, and are we wearing that and being the evil in the world? And that's just, we don't want to portray that. We want to portray love to the world. And I'm going to reread our scripture for today, and it was John 13, 34 through 35. "A new command I give you, love one another, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And I just think that when we find ourselves in our daily lives and we run into people, I think we just need to be portraying love to them. You know, isn't that what's wrong in our world today? There's just hate. There's so much hate. There's so much anger. There are people being angry. There are people who are hurt. There are people who are full of fear, who have fear. But I know that we, as disciples, if we put that love out there, that it can heal that. Jesus can heal the fear, the hate, the anger. And We can do that by being the love that he would give. If he were here, when he was walking the earth, he was giving love to people. And I'm sorry. I was thinking about this also one day when I got up early to run. And I get up really early sometimes, really before Brandon leaves for work and before Bailey's up, and it's still dark. And one of the things I've noticed is I'm running, and I'm on the sidewalk, and I run near the high school sometimes, and there are cars kind of going back and forth. And when a car's coming at me, and it's pitch black dark, and it's coming facing me, you would think that there's light coming at you that maybe you'd be able to see, but it blinds me, and I can't hardly see anything in front of me. But when there's a car behind me, if it's the only car coming at me, and there's light behind me, I can see. And I thought, you know, that's how we need to be, that we don't want to be people shining light in front of people's faces saying, you're doing this wrong, and blinding them. But if we're the love coming behind them and shining light for them, then they can see. They can see the love, and they can see the world how it is and how it should be. And we've talked about, Andrew's talked about keeping each other accountable. And when another, a fellow disciple is doing something they shouldn't be doing, to call them out. And that's a good thing. I'm not saying that we should not be doing that, because we should. But when we're portraying ourselves into the world and to people who don't know Jesus, we want to show them love. And it also brought me back to 1 Corinthians 13, which we all know. We hear them at weddings. We hear it all the time. But I want to read the part that at the beginning for you. And in this Bible, I was actually given this Bible when I joined the church. It's got my name on it. And the little title at the top of 1 Corinthians 13 says, love is indispensable. And then this is what, I'm reading 1 through 3, verses 1 through 3. If I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and I give over my body to hardships that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. And I thought about that, and you know, it's great, and I don't want us to confuse doing good things with showing love, because they do go hand in hand. If you're showing people love, you can do good things. But if we just, what I just read, that if you are just prophesying all these things, or me even standing up here, I'm just standing up here speaking, but there's not love behind it, then it doesn't mean anything. If we do good things for people, if we give up everything we have for other people, but we don't do it out of love, then it means nothing. And I just think that we need to keep that in mind as Christians. And we don't serve a God. What's such an amazing thing that Brennan Manning said that quote about the single greatest cause of atheism. In one of his books, he talks about that we serve a God who does not hold tallies against us. He does not tally up our bad, and he does not sit there with a chalkboard. And I think a lot of times we grow up thinking that. We grow up thinking that, oh, well, God knows all of my bad things and all the wrong things I've done in my life, and here's my bad. Here's all the bad things I've done. But he doesn't do that, because we're forgiven. We're forgiven for all the bad things we've done. And we need to be that way to others as well. So now what? I do believe it's important that we just went finished the Armor of God series, and that's really important, because we are in a world where the enemy is throwing things at us, telling us lies, bringing us down. But as disciples of Jesus Christ, we need to suit ourselves up and be prepared for that. And then we need to go out and be the love in this world. Because you all go out in this world every day the same way I do, and it's a world that needs love and a world that needs Jesus. So my hope and my prayer is that we continue to do the good things we're doing here at Emmanuel, because we're doing such good things in this church. But personally, each one of us go out throughout our days and to be the light for other people, because we may be the only light of Jesus Christ that they see throughout the whole day. And we don't want to go out and do it out of doing good acts, which is great, but we want to sincerely do it out of love in our hearts. And we're going to close with, they will know we are Christians by our love. And that's what my prayer is going to be. That's what I encourage you to be, is that you go out and you live your life so that people say, well, I know they're a Christian because they shine love and they shine light into this world. And so let's be that as we go about our lives. Thank you.